And turn the bottom of Lamed Beis and Mem Beis. Again, seven lines from the bottom, seven lines up. Amar of Nachman. Avanim shall base a kise mutal et stadim yomtov. A person could take rocks on Shabbos, big rocks, and he could like build basically a toilet for him to sit on, to use as a bathroom. So says the Gemara. Esive, Rabba, Rav Nachman. Rabba challenges Rav Nachman. But look at the Mishnah we saw above yesterday's daf. This is still yesterday's daf also, but. A person can't build. We need one more chair. Sorry, Adam. A person can't build. Place one stone here, and then put a kedera on top of it. You're not allowed to build various stones on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So, answers the Gemara. Amar le shiny hasam. There is different because mishum the ka'avid ohala. You're making an ohel whenever there's a tent of covering. So, when it comes to the two. The Mishnah above, that was aser because placing two pots and then a keder on top of that, that's going to be an ohel you've created. But when you're creating building stones or avanim together to make a toilet, there is no ohel, and that's why that's permitted. So Amalei Rabba Zuta Le Rav Ashi in the bottom of Lam Beis and Mem Beis, just the last figure we didn't get to yesterday. So Amalei Rabba Zuta Le Rav Ashi El Miata, according to this reasoning, Bana Itztva B'yamtiv D'lo Avid O'alo. Maybe a person should be able to build an itziva. Itziva is like a large chair. Rashi explains an itziva is four lines from the bottom. Kisei shel binyan levanim v'tit. It's a chair of bricks and cement and everything together. It should be permitted because you didn't create an ohel. I built a real seat. Maybe that should be permitted because there's no ohel. Whereas, no, that's certainly going to be usher. Amalei hasam binyan kavua asa Torah. You can't build something with levanim and tit because that's a really mamish binyan kavua. That's also that's in the melacha deraisa. Binyan arai lasa Torah. When it comes to a temporary building that's permitted, the gazer rabban al binyan arai mishum binyan keva. And but they said you can't even build a temporary building. That's a gzeira lest you come to build a permanent type of building. So binyan kavua is asa deraisa. Binyan arai is mutar mideraisa. But there's a gezeira that you cannot build the binyan arai atu a binyan keva. And the Gemara says, however, hocha mishum kvodo la gozer b'rabban. When it comes to the bathroom, the beis hakisei, kavod abrios is doche an iser d'rabbanan. So here too also, the kavod abrios is doche the fact that you need the beis hakisei, you're allowed to build together live bricks on top of each other as a binyan arai for the purpose of kavod abrios. Says the Gemara, last line, Amar of Yehuda, Hai Midursa, Milamala Lemate Shari. Milamata Lemala Aser. What's a Madursa? So Rashi explains, it's a Hesek Gadol, large bonfire. She'osin lefnei sarim kederach binin osin lo ksalim medal ruchos v'sodin reitzin lemala. It's building one of these large bonfires for an important individual. You build four walls, you place the wood on top of each other, and it's kind of like an ohel. Says the Gemara, it's permitted only to go from top to bottom, not bottom to top. So, if lying them down and then putting them on top of each other, that's a binyan arai, that's aser. But to put them from top to bottom, that's permitted. How do you do it top to bottom? You put it in the air, it's going to just fall. So you have to do it in such a way where you hold it in the air, and then someone helps put something else underneath it, and something underneath it, and you build it, and then mimela becomes together. But you're kind of doing a backwards way, that is permitted. Says the Gemara continues on the top now, Lam Gimel Amud Aleph, V'chein B'yasa, so too when it comes to, Rashi explains, Beitzim Gasos, Hanesunus Alpi Kli Cholo, so you place a large egg on top of a kli, an empty kli, and trap it, like a tripod. Oal Askala, any type of building, if you want to do it, V'chein, back to the Gemara, V'chein Kedera, V'chein Purya, which is a bed, V'chein Chavisa, all these types of things, Rashi goes into great detail what these things exactly are. If you ever want to build something that has an ohel, you can't do it from bottom to top because you're building an ohel. You could do it from top to bottom because when you first place, let's say, the top layer on the ceiling, it's not an ohel. There's nothing holding it up. So I'm holding the ceiling up, then I start building the walls backwards. That's not me creating ohel. That's in a backwards way that is permitted to do. Okay, says the Gemara now. Quoting from the Mishnah, the Mishnah told us yesterday, "Ve'in somchin es hakedera bebikas v'chein bedelas." So says the Gemara, "Bedelas hakedaydach." Would you really think that you're going to be somich the kedera on a delas and yantif? So I think the Gemara, you know, oftentimes takes the words literally of the Mishnah, which of course makes sense. So I think it's trying to say, if I'm understanding correctly, the delos is just still up against the door. You place the keder in the delos, the keder is going to just fall to the ground. Right? What do you mean you place it by delos? Is that how they're explaining it there?
It just says the door will break. I think it means maybe taking the door and making it horizontal.
No, the door would break. The door would break.
Yeah.
He said the door would break.
The delos, that's the door.
I think the delos. The assumption is that the door is supporting the kedera.
Yeah.
That's exactly what. Let's see what Rashi
say. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I think the door is horizontal.
I think here, it's unclear from Rashi, doesn't tell us which one is breaking.
The guy's breaking.
Right, according to Rashi, doesn't tell us what's breaking. Look at Rashi. Bedelas sakadaitach. Rashi says, Mize hasomech keder bedelas. Who does that? Who plays the keder in a delas? Halo tishaber. Won't it break? So what will break? The keder or the... So Rashi doesn't say which one. Right. Right, so there's machlokas in the articles, which one's breaking? The English article says that the delos is going to break, and the right, so Orta, is the delos connected upward, or is it horizontal? And therefore, that's supposed to Kedera. I'm not sure exactly which one's breaking. Very unclear. Okay, Machlokas, which one's breaking? Rashi doesn't really tell us. Maybe the dik is, it should be the Kedera, in the Delos. Either way, so the Gemara says, yeah. What was it?
You put a pot on a door. Why would the pot break?
So I thought it was the delos was still on the connected.
Yeah.
Is a lashon zacher, is a lashon zacher, right?
Ma.
Tishaver.
Tishaver is one.
Tishbera.
Nekeva.
Oh, it's nekeva. So yeah. It's kedera then.
Kedera, of course.
Kedera.
Tishaver. So, but you can say for both ways. Delet is nekeva as well.
Delet is nekeva.
Plus us, right?
So. Delet tishaver.
Okay, we say delet tishaver.
Kach yotzel lefia lefia ivrit shktuva mi ze asomer kedera
badelet. Lefia ivrit.
Valot tishaver.
You speak Hebrew too? Speak Hebrew.
A little bit.
Speak
better in English.
Finish the school in Hebrew.
Okay. So the Gemara says, which means the delos, you shouldn't place the delos on the bikas.
What's the bikas?
So that would be did yesterday, right? What was the bikas?
A piece of wood.
So I'm not getting the materials. What does the article explain first? Do you know?
It doesn't say.
No. Can't be so mech the delos with the bikas. In other words, I guess if the door is slightly unhinged, that you're supporting the door now with this wooden plate, as opposed to supporting a kedero to delos. Let's say, I don't know, let's say the door's like tilting, it's a little bit unhinged. You think maybe lift it up. You
know? Okay. I'm not getting the exact materials, but it's a muksa.
Where's
your picture
book?
There is? No, there's not. Okay. Tanur Bottom. Says the Gemara. No, that's not where we are. Yes, it is. Tanur Bottom. Ain't some planets a kadeir bebikas, vechain hadelas, fishalon nissa etim el hasaka, Yehuda Shimon Rabbi Shimon Matir. So here, too, the Bryce is a little bit clearer. You shouldn't use bikas, which is a type of wood, to support the kedera. You shouldn't use a piece of wood to support the door, because the only purpose, the only hetter for using wood is for burning, for a fire, and not anything else. Rabbi Shimon against Matir, because Rabbi Shimon, again, as we said, he doesn't hold a muksa. We should know this by now. Rabbi Shimon does not hold a muksa. There are a few exceptions he does, but one thing he doesn't hold of, for the most part, is muksa. Then the Gemara quotes in the Mishnah, Ein man higenis a behema b'makel b'yomtiv. A person cannot lead an animal along the way with a little stick, to hit him with a stick, to guide him with a stick. Rabbi Eliezer b'Rabbi Shimon mata, he permitted one to do this. The lema suggests, Rabbi Eliezer b'Rabbi Shimon k'avua svirlu, he holds like his father. Rabbi Elazar was the son of Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon held his own muksa. So Rabbi Elazar felt he followed the opinion of his father, who also didn't hold the muksa. That's why he did permit you to use a stick to lead the animal. So Gemara says, lo, not true, because Baha, in this regard, afilu Rabbi Shimon moda mishum demechse command azal lechanaga. Even in this case, Rabbi Shimon himself would agree that you cannot use a stick because it appears as if you're going to chanaga. What's chanaga? Says Rashi. Chanaga, it's around halfway down in Rashi's. Chanaga is machol v'al shem shebnei adam sovvim v'holuchim v'shuk ki'ein sovos v'mechulos kari le'chanaga.
Rabbi Shimon is a Tanai?
He's a Tana, yeah. So, yeah. So it's like you're going to the shuk and people are going around in circles, it looks like, in like paths. What's a machol? Like a tunnel? Machol's are tunnels, right? People are going around in tunnels in the shuk. So it looks like it's a whole... So I'm not sure what exactly...
The previous Rashi...
It's more helpful? Looks like you're doing going to sell something. The marketplace, it's not. It's like uvda dechol. It's not so appropriate. Even though it's not muksa, the stick itself is not muksa, the maka is not muksa, it appears like you're going to the shuk. It's uvda dechol, let's call it. And even Rabbi Shimon would agree this would be problematic. So him being matir, I'm not sure why he, Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, says one can use this stick.
So hold on. So whoever lived in that time is Tanai because of the time, or because he reached over the Tashem level?
Time.
So if you regular
not a regular person, no.
Right.
So it's a combination of the two.
Right.
But the reason Ravashi or Rava or Rava, the reason they're Amoraim is because of time.
Yeah, I understand. But they're less in, even in the spiritual level because of the data doors.
Yeah.
But if a regular guy lives in Tanaim, Tkufa is not in Tanaim, he lives in that Tkufa, which is different Tkufa.
Unless he gets mentioned in the Gemara, in which case he automatically becomes a Tana, even if he's a regular guy. Right?
I'm not much sure. I don't know if he's a regular guy. I don't know. Just because he gets mentioned? I don't know. Says the Gemara. Hanu, sorry, a Chazra. What's a Chazra? So says Rashi, Chazra is anaf eitz, a branch, who had kikot. Very sharp, like a thorn. And roi l'tako b'tzli k'min shapod v'tzlas bav. It's, you can use it as a skewer and stick it into the meat and to roast it over the fire. So says, I guess not. Says, well, you ever roast marshmallows? You take a little branch, you sterilize it, put it in the fire, then you put a marshmallow on it, and you put it in the fire, and it doesn't catch fire. Just the marshmallow does. So says the Gemara. Rav Nachman Aser, Rav Sheshes Shari. Rav Nachman permitted to use this. Rav Nachman forbid using this. And the reason being because it's muksa. And you didn't set aside to make it clean in the first place. You found the branch on the floor. A little branch. This is a good branch to use to cook something on Yantiv. Well, it wasn't mechin, and so it's a problem of muksa. However, Rav Sheshes felt otherwise. So what's the machlo? He was talking about a moist, wet piece of branch. That everybody agrees is aser, because if it's wet, it's not going to be good for firewood. If you remember when you went camping when you were younger, so you always look out for the dry pieces of wood for the fire. The wet piece of wood is not going to catch fire well because it's too wet. So everybody agrees that's aser. It has no purpose.
But that doesn't work for the fire. It's useful to cook something.
Correct. But if it had a purpose for the fire, then it would be mutter. I mean, on Yontif, you could have used it, even though I didn't have a mind to use it for this kli, I had a mind to use it for a large fire. But if it's not roi for a large fire, then everybody agrees you can't use it for anything. Ki pligi, when did they argue, b'ri yivashta, when it's a dry piece of dry branch, which is fit for a fire. Manda aser, the one who says that you can't use this, amalcha lo nisna etim el hasaka. Branches were only set aside for fire, not for anything else. So if I didn't set it aside dafka for this kli as a skewer, so it's not going to work. Uman the shari, but according to Rav Sheshes, who permits you to use this, amalacha mali litalas bo mali talas begachala. So, what's the difference whether I use this branch to actually throw in the fire or I use a branch to roast it from another fire? It's still in the realm of a fire. So therefore, Rav Sheshes thinks it's not considered muksa because it's not any different than using it for hasaka. Again, the whole goal of Hasaka was in order really to cook something. So I'm helping cook something. Ikadami, Biavashta, when it comes to a dry branch, Chliyamalo Pligi Deshari, everybody agrees that's permitted. Because since it was set aside for the purposes of fire, I could use it to help roast something in the fire. Ki Pligi, when do they argue, Brivitavsa, when it comes to a wet branch? Man da us, the one who says you cannot use this on Yom Tov, it's muksa, the lo chazi lasaka, because you can't use this for a fire, it's too wet. However, man da shari, according to Rav Sheshes, who permits you to use this for the skewer, amelacha ha chazi lahesek gadol, it has a purpose still. A large fire, if you take a really large fire, you throw a wet piece of branch in it, it's certainly going to catch fire because it's so big, so there is some purpose, some use of it. And the hilchas of the psak is yevashta shari. You tell us a repaskin that if it's a dry branch, one may use it not only for fire, but he goes to use it as a skewer. And if it's a moist, a wet branch, one cannot use it at all. So there's a gemara further now. Darish Rava is darshening. Isha lo tichanis ladira etzim litol mehen od. A woman should not enter into a storage house of branches of wood, a lumber yard, to take an ode. So an ode is what? So Rashi says, and this is three medium wide lines down in Rashi. Last word, ode. Each lasa's ode, a piece of wood to make an ode, the tunner fork in blah. Sounds like a fork, a pitchfork. Is that how they translate it, a pitchfork?
Poker.
Poker, okay, to poke the fire. Yes. Okay. So that you can't do. The timer, Rashi continues, mishum, delo nisnu el al hasaka elam ki nasa kli mibod yom. Because as we said, wood is set aside for the fire, not for anything else, not to poke at the fire, just to fuel the fire. So it's going to therefore be muksa unless you set it aside from Erev Yontif. This was not set aside. So going into the lumber yard or the storage house of all these branches, you can't just go take an ode out on Yontif because you didn't set it aside. Now, v'od shenishbar asel ha'sikol b'yomtif. Let's say I have an ode that I already did set aside from Erev Yontif. I have a poker. I established it as a poker from before Yontif, so I could use it. But let's say now the poker, let's say it breaks. It's so funny, a poker, that's the word. I think of a card game every time I say poker. So this ode, this...
You have a fireplace in your house?
We do, yeah.
So you probably have a poker.
I don't have any, I don't never use it.
I know, but even the fireplace usually comes with the utensil that just looks nice, nobody uses it. But you have usually have this shovel, there's a metal shovel,
right.
And then there's this...
I know what it is, but I just never really thought of it as that's the actual word it's called a poker.
Yeah.
But I guess
I like that. Think that the kids might call it a poker.
Right, exactly. Right. Right. But it's that one like a little sharp pointy edge, sure. Right. Yeah. Growing up we used to use it, so when we were younger, I remember my dad just poking at the newspapers, getting it back in there. But okay, so let's say you have a wooden poker on that you set aside Erev Yom Tov and you used it on Yom Tov. And while using it, nishbar, it cracks in half now. It doesn't work as a poker anymore. It's too short. So, asal ha-seiko b'yamtif. You can't use it. Now it's great firewood, because I can't use it as a poker, so let me throw it into the fire. That is asar, lefishi masikin. The klal is masikin b'kelim, vein masikin b'shivei kelim. You could use kelim as firewood, but you can't use broken kelim, that broken yamtif as firewood, because that's nola. It became from a kli to a non-kli. That changed its status. That's us to be used as yamtif. Says the Gemara Lameimra, is this to suggest perhaps the Rava Rabbi Yehuda's relay? Does Rava hold of Rabbi Yehuda de Islay Muksa? Rabbi Yehuda holds a Muksa. Rava also holds a Muksa. That's why if the poker cracks, it's now a Shivrei Kalim, you can't use it because of Muksa. Is that really true? Vaha Amar Le Rava, the Shemaya. Didn't Rava once say to his attendant, Tavi Li Bar Avza, go roast for me a nice young goose, Vishadim Mea Lishunra, and take the insides, the disgusting part of the goose, and throw it out to the shunra, to the cat. So we see, so the b'nei meha, the stomach of the goose, which is muksa, he was able to use it and give it to the shunra. He doesn't hold the muksa. In fact, he allows you to move it around. Says the Gemara, Hasam came in the Misachim, Esmal Adaitu Layu. Since yesterday, anything that was in the stomach of the goose was really disgusting, so he had in mind he's going to give it off, pass it off to the shunra, and therefore it's part of his das to throw it to the cat from yesterday already, and therefore it's not considered a muksa. But normally speaking, he does hold a muksa like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore this case of the poker that cracks, you can't use it for firewood because of muksa. Okay, Vayitra now. The Gemara says, the new Mishnah tells us, that Rabbi Eliezer Omer, notol adam kisem mishilfanav lachsot boshinav. A person could take a little...
Shochal basar.
Right, he was eating meat and got something stuck in his teeth. So he could take a little piece of wood and use it to clean his teeth out. Floss his teeth. So Rashi says, what does it mean milfano, from in front of him? So Rashi explains, lashlicham bibayis. Mimashe lefano bibayis. What's in front of him in his house? Something that's in front of him in his house that he already set aside from before Yontav, that's not considered muks. Even though wood is normally muks, unless it's for the purposes of a fire, you can't use it for anything else. If it's in his house, it's considered in his das, it's not considered muksa, and he may take it to clean out his teeth. Umegavev, says the Mishnah, continue. Megavev minachatzer. Megavev, what it means to collect.
Yeah.
So he could Rashi megavev ksamim dakin v'kashim minachatzer malik behen. You could also collect small little wood chips in his yard to umalik says Rashi. You could to light it. Shekol mashu b'chatzer. The Mishnah continues muchanu. Anything that's found in the courtyard is considered already prepared from before Yontif, and therefore you could take these little chips of wood for firewood. You can't collect anything you want in the chatzer. You can only collect something that is in your bias, but not that which is in your chatzer. So by there's a number of sugas that relate to the relationship between the bias and the chatzer. Many times in Shas, we find that chatzer is viewed as a continuation of the bias. Here we find that there's a distinction. One such example comes up by Halakas Neros on Chanukah, for example. Machlokas, where you're supposed to light it on the bias. That's where it's supposed to be, in the house, right outside the house. So let's say you have a bias and you have a chatzah, and then you have shisharabim, where are you supposed to light it? So Gemara says you're supposed to do the Pesach. So Machlokas, Rashi tells us, doesn't mean the Pesach of the bias, the Pesach of the chatzah. So one way to explain Machlokas is, it's supposed to be as close to Rosh Hashanah as possible. That's why you should do it outside. Other Machlokas is no. Is the chatzer viewed as an extension of the house? One opinion thinks, no, the bias and the chatzer is something separate. The other opinion thinks, no, chatzer is continual of shachas the bias, and therefore you can place it right outside. Another place that comes up, when it comes to sweeping on Shabbos, you're not allowed to sweep outside on the dirt because you're going to do a choresh, it's leveling the ground out, that's a mlach of choresh. And let's say you have cement outside. I would say, even in the house, you're also not allowed to do it. They used to have dirt floors, you can't sweep inside the house. Nowadays, since we say everyone has floors, they have cement, they have tile, they have wood, there's no problem of there's no dirt, you're allowed to sweep inside the house because no one has dirt floors. What about cement outside the house? So they said you can't do it on cement outside the house because you might come to sweep it on an area where there is no cement, where there's dirt. Let's say the cement is attached to the house. So if someone's on rights, that's viewed as a continuation of the house and you're allowed to sweep on your little patio that's connected to your house. So that's viewed as a continuation. So we see a lot of places in Shas where the chatzer also comes above Basra by other dinim, where the chatzer is viewed as a continuation of the house. This might be part of the machlokas between the Tanakhama and the Chachamim. So that's the Gemara further now. Ein motzin es ha'or lo min ha'etzim. A person cannot create a fire. You cannot start a fire up on Yontif. Lo min ha'etzim, you can't use a light a match on Yontif. Lo min ha'avanim, you can't, from the stones, you can't start a fire. Lo min ha'afar, not from the dirt. Lo min ha'ra'afim. What's ra'afim? On the top of the roof? It's a tar?
Tiles.
Tiles, okay. Lo min ha'mayim, I'm not sure how you do that from water, but somehow water could perhaps generate an ash. Ve'ein melabnin es ha'ra'afim l'tzalos behem. You also can't fire up these tiles in order to cook on them. The Lord is going to explain that, says Rashi. So either way, you cannot start up a fire. So we know in Yontif, you can have a fire. You can take a fire from an already existing fire. But to start a new fire, you can't light a new match. You can't light a new a fire on top of the stove. That's a problem of Nolad, as the Gemara is going to explain. So Gemara says, now, Amar Yehuda. Yehuda says, Ochle behema, the food of an animal, ein behem mishum tikkun kli. That's not subject to fixing the kli. So Rashi explains, what does that mean? Top line Rashi, Ochle behema. Kagon kash of all the konim, different types of hay, straw, ain behem mishum tikkun kli. Umutel liktom ulasakin kash el shibalim b'shabes lachsos shinav. So you're allowed to crack it, break it, and fix it on a Shabbos to clean your teeth on. So the explanation is, since they're very soft as it is, and they're fit for the behema. They're explaining here, the Ron apparently explains, the tikkun doesn't really, it doesn't last so long, it's so soft. So there's no tikkun mana here to make it a problem of cracking the animal's food to use it for your teeth. That's not considered making a tikkun mana because it's not a permanent kli that you're making. Eisvei asked the Gemara, Eisvei Rav Kana, Rav Yehuda, Mitaltlin atze besamim lahariach ben. You can move besamim, spices, to smell them. Ulahanif behem lachola, and to wave them over someone sick, to wake them up perhaps, to awaken them. Umola, you could rub them together, these spices. Umeriach bo, to create smell. Lo yiktemenu lahariach bo, but what you can't do is you can't cut it off, because sometimes the end of the whatever type of spice you're using gets dry by cutting it up, and it's moist inside, has a stronger smell. That you cannot do. You cannot slice it off to do that. Vim katnu pater val aser. If you do that, it's aser. And lachtos boshinav, if you cut it in order for another purpose other than smelling it, you cut it to make a kli, to use it to clean your teeth, that's going to be lo yiktemenu. That you cannot do. Vim katnu chayv chatas. If you do that, you're chayv chatas. So again, you have to smell things on Shabbos. Besamim is not muksa on Shabbos. You come here, I've seen Friday night here in Aish, they have people have hadasim to smell hadasim. You have to smell things on Yantav, there's no problem. You're even allowed to smell something connected to the ground, says the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Sukkah rather. What you can't do is you can't cut it off. So if you're cutting it off to smell more, that's just a pater of al aser. If you're cutting it to make a kli, to use it to clean your teeth, that's already a chiv chatas. So why here is this a chiv chatas? And before we said if you cut the animal's food, that's not a chiv chatas, you're allowed to do that. That's mutter. So we went from mutter to chiv chatas. A big jump. So Gemara says, Amalei, hasha pater val aser ka, kashili chiv chatas mibai. So not only the question was pater val aser, the question from chiv chatas, meaning when it comes from Shabbos, there are three levels. Some things are mutter, some things are pater val aser to do it. You don't get a carbon, but it's aser to do it. And there's a higher level of chiv chatas. This jumped from great extremes, from something that's completely mutter to make a piece of wood into a flosser, to a chiv chatas, you jumped two levels up. So Ella Gemara explains, Kitani hahi bekashin, kashin. That price over there is talking about very hard type of straw, or soft straw. Which one? Which price are we talking about right now?
The one that's aser.
Okay, so we're talking about kashin. So the hard one, that's the case where it's hard, so that's a good clear, making a very long time. You can make yourself a toothpick. You can make a toothpick, basically, which could last for a very long time if it's so hard. And that's going to be a patav al aser and a chiv chatas. Gemara says, wait a second, kashin b'nei melila, and then who? If it's hard, not b'nei melila, you're not going to be able to rub it together to create its smell. If you're talking about a dry, hard piece of wood, it's not going to be able to rub together to make its smell. So we're clearly, in fact, we're talking about melila, rubbing the piece of the branch together, we must be talking about a soft piece of wood. The Gemara says, chasur mechsera, there's something missing in the braisa above, and this is how it should be. Hachi katani. Molula umeriach bo, you're allowed to take a piece of wood and a soft piece of wood and rub it and smell it. Kotmo umarich bo, you'll have to cut it and smell it. When is this? Shubamed vamarmurim birachin. When you're talking about a soft piece of wood. Aval, because if it's hard, lo yikat menu. You shouldn't cut it. Vim katmo, if you do cut it, pater val aser. However, if you cut it, lachs is boshinav, if the purpose is to use it to clean your teeth, like a toothpick, lo yikat menu. You shouldn't cut it. Vim katmo chayv chatas. So that's the difference. So that's how the Gemara lays it out. If it's soft, you could cut it. If it's hard to smell, it's pater val aser. If it's hard to cut for a wood for a toothpick, that's a chiv chatas. Mariach bo, you could cut it and smell lechachila. Tani idach, the other brisa says lo yiktmeh lehariach bo. One cannot cut it. What's the stira? Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rav Chisda lo kasher habarachin habakashin. If it's soft, you could cut it to smell. If it's hard, you cannot cut it. So it sounds like, I'm not paskin here, it sounds like from this, I didn't look up the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like if you have hadasim, which are soft, you could cut it in order to make it smell better. That's what it sounds like, I'm not paskining again, but that's what it sounds like from this Gemara here. Ask the Gemara further now, Maskevla Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Bekashin, am I low? If it comes to a hard piece of, a hard hadasim, if you will, why can you not cut it? Maishna Meho the time. Why is it any different than the Mishnah found in Masech HaShabbos that teaches us? Shover adam es achavus lechem imeda grow gross ubevad shleish kavin lasses kli. Person could take, he has a jar of something, a jar of a grow gross of dates, right? Grow gross is a date, I think. Figs, okay. So he has a jar of figs. He could break open the kli to get the food inside. as long as you don't have intention to make a nice opening to it, or to make a kli, rather, the bag. Let's say you want to open a bag of potato chips on Shabbos. You could open the bag of potato chips to eat the potato chips, as long as you don't make the bag into a kli. That's why you have to really destroy the bag without ripping any letters. It's a different topic. So you're allowed to break it. So why can I break this branch here? I cut it so I'm able to smell it better. The ode, moreover, Harava bar Rav Ada, Rabin bar Rav Ada. These two, I think they were brothers, both the son of Rav Ada, Rav and Rabin. Damri Tervayo, both of them are of the opinion, Ki Avinam be Rav Yehuda, when the house of Yehuda, Have Mefashech, Vihavlana, Alvusa, Alusa. They were what Mefashech mean?
Maklot
with large sticks? And a spear?
That's the Alvusa.
Alusa, aha, Alusa is a spear.
This is Maklot Dolim.
Fasher has a crush. Here, crush.
Makel Gadol.
But what does Mifasheach mean?
Kutzkat.
That means a cut?
Yeah, Nafim. I have Kutzitsa Nafim, Etz Gadol.
So they cut.
In order to smell them.
And they give them these large beams of wood. Afagav, the Chazle Kasasa, the Nargi Vachatzina. Even though these are very hard, and they're fit to serve as a handle of an axe, which means they're very hard, they still permit them to cut it. So you're allowed to cut things. You're allowed to cut a hard piece of wood on Yontif. And above we're saying, you cannot cut a hard wood on Yontif. Lo kasha, this is not problematic. Ha Rabbi Eliezer harabanan. Ditanya. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no to adam kisem mishulfanov. Lach tzotzbo shinav. A person could take something that's in front of him. He could take a wood and clean his teeth with it. And Chacham Omrim Lo Yital Ela Me'avos Shel Behema. You can only take it if it's in the area where the food the animal eats from,
trough.
The trough, right? The trough where the animal eats from. Then you only then could you take it because that was part of that was in your das, so it's not considered moksa. So that's Machlokes V'Shavin, and they both agree Shlo Yikidmenu. You shouldn't cut it. Vim Katmo Lachzas Boshinam. If you cut it to use it to make a toothpick, that's going to be or to make a key to pick the lock, b'shogeg b'shabbos chayv chatas. If you do it on Shabbos, it's going to be chayv chatas. B'mezid b'yomtuf sofeg es arbam divrei Rabbi Eliezer. If you do it on purpose on Yontif, you're going to get lashes. That's all according to Rabbi Eliezer. However, chacham omrim echad zeh ve'echad zeh enu ela mishum shvus. It's only a problem of a shvus that you can't do these things. So we see according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's a chiv chatas. According to Chachamim, it's only a shvus. So that's machlokas above. We have a steer in the different brises whether or not you could cut hardwood or not hardwood.
What is it? Mishum shvus.
Shvus is an iser derabanan. They made a gzera. Chacham made a gzera not to cut certain things.
That's shvus to cut.
No. Shvus is an iser derabanan.
Shvut is an iser.
Derabanan.
Okay.
Right. So, again, so above we had a steer. One case said that you're allowed to cut hardwood. Another case said you cannot cut hardwood. So, what's the machlokes? This is really two tanaim. Chacham, who permitted you to cut it, midiraisa is permitted. It's just a shvus not to. And Rabbi Eliezer felt it was a chi of deraisa to cut the hardwood. And that's how we deal with the two different braisas.
It's only a shvus, according to the Rabbanan, if it's lasos kli. But again, back to that case where he crushed the stick, he ripped the stick off. Where he apparently did lechat chila, that was because it was lahareach.
Right, exactly. It's only a shvus when you're doing lechatos shinav, when it's there for the purpose of smelling, it's lechat chila. There's no shvus in place, right. Okay. As it says, I'm going to do the tosos in a second, let's just finish the two dots before we do the tosos. Says the Gemara further now, Rabbi Eliezer, the kamar hasam chayv chatas, hacha pater valaser. So there, the Rebbe also says, it's a chiv chatas when it comes to cutting the wood. Here, it's pater valaser, because here it's for the purpose of smelling. And Rabbanan, the Kamri Hasam, pater valaser, there where they said it's pater valaser when it came to cutting the wood, hacha here, when it comes to smelling, mutter l'chachila. That's how we deal with the machlokas and brisos. The less later, Rebbe Eliezer, had the Tanan, the Rebbe also reject the following mission we just brought above. Shover all the mesachavish lechel mimena grogeres levach leis kavin lasses kli. So doesn't Rebbe Lazar hold you cannot break wood? How here does he permit you to break this chavis to get the food inside? Says the Gemara, no, this case is different. Amar Rav Ashi kitanya hi b'mustiki. It's a case where mustiki. What does mustiki mean? So Rashi explains. Look at the bottom of the Rashi, or last Rashi on the page. Chavis shivura It was a broken kli which you glued back together with like the sap of the tree, some type of glue they'd use, very sticky stuff. So Rashi goes on to explain exactly what this is, some type of glue. So that's the only time that Rebbe Eliezer permits you to break the kli, because it's not really kli in the first place, it's being held together by some weak type of glue. That's when it's usher. That's when it's permitted. But if it's not held together, if it's a piece of wood, you're not allowed to cut it. And if you do cut it, there's a chiv chatas. Okay, now let's look at this Tosis for a second. Tosis dira maschel ki havinim be Rav Yehuda havim shachlon. Very important Tosis. Tosis writes, we'll read through the first few lines quickly just to get to the imtomar. Myri lahariach with kinemasik the sarak karbon the amru hasim gabi lahach the shina patival aser lahariach mutter afil lechachila lo gazu shema yaktum yiktum. Im Tomar asks Tosos, Lama nimnu mishkishchal yomtiv mutter Shabbos. When Yom Tov falls out on Sunday, it's Shabbos Yom Tov day. Shabbos Yom Tov milariach. Why do we hold back from smelling besamim mishum shema yiktum? V'halo chashinon k'timucha chacha ali with Rabbi Yehuda the sarvelik karbon. So why, when Yom Tov falls out after Shabbos, we make Avdallah in Kiddush. We make Kiddush for Yom Tov, which is Saturday night. We say Avdallah in that Kiddush, but we don't do Besamim. Why don't we do Besamim when it comes Shabbos into Yom Tov? Because it can't be because there's a concern you might cut the Besamim to smell on it. Maybe that's the concern. He says that can't be the case. Maybe further you're going to say, don't say the reasoning is because some other reasoning that the fire, the Rishon get out of Gehenim on Shabbos and they go back to Gehenim on Shabbos, Matzah Shabbos, and maybe that's not going to happen when Yontif, they won't go back on Yontif Matzah Shabbos. He says, don't suggest that. So he didn't say why don't do, but don't suggest that. So why not? L'chach, Mivarchinan B'chol Matzah Shabbos, that's why we generally write Seva B'samim. U'chsha Yontif B'Matzah Shabbos Oz Ein Ha'ish Maschil L'Srof, L'Asriach. And when Yontif falls out, the fire doesn't begin on the Gehenim. And don't say that. The Hagam Yom Tov Shovis, because also on Yom Tov, there's no Gehenim on Yom Tov. Dim Kain Gam Motz Yom Tov Amaylo Mevarchinan Abesamim. So what should happen if it's really true that the Yeshayim don't go to Gehenim on Yom Tov? So when Yom Tov is over, you should smell Besamim again after Yom Tov. We don't. The only time we smell Besamim is after Shabbos. So that can't be the reasoning because of Gehenim. Yeah. Can.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Mar says, for the Gam, also, Ein Lefarish, Dehad Merachin Abisamim, B'Motzei Shabbos, Mishum Nefesh Yisera, She'avad, Mariach Abisamim. So we're told, the Gemara tells us, says earlier, in Daf Tezayin, in Beitza, we get an Neshama Yisera on Shabbos. And the Neshama Yisera leaves us on Motzei Shabbos. So we're very down and we miss it. So we smell Abisamim to wake us up a little bit. Don't say that's the reasoning. Because Miyeshiv Daito makes us satisfied and appeases us. Uchshecha b'motzei Shabbos oz eino mafsid nefesh yisera. D'bi yomtev islay nesham yisera. And when yomtev falls out on Sunday, we don't lose the nesham yisera. It stays with us, so we don't lose it. D'imkein b'motzei yomtev amaylo mevarchinim b'samim. So when yomtev ends, we should have b'samim. V'yilekah honey taima, if that's not the reasoning, imkein my taima d'mevarchinim b'samim b'motzei Shabbos. So if those two are not the reasonings, because of Gehenim and because of the Nisham Yisera, so why then do we say Besamim in general on Matzah Shabbos? So that's a dilemma that Tosos has. Answers Tosos, V'yesh lomar, D'le olam, time with the Mevarchinan Abbasamim B'Matzah Shabbos Havid Mishum Nisham Yisera. It is because the Nisham Yisera. B'yom Tov, Matzah Shabbos, we lose it. U'b'yom Tov, lek in Nisham Yisera. There's no Nisham Yisera Yom Tov. Okay? So that's why we don't say it on a regular Yom Tov. Why, when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, so we should say B'samim when Shabbos is over, because we're losing it.
And the Avdalayim in Motzei Shabbat that gets into Yom Tov is included B'samim?
We don't have B'samim, but there should be B'samim. No, there's no bracha. But there should be one. So Tosfos continues. Vim Tomar.
But he's saying that in Yom Tov there's no Shema Torah, so it left.
Right, so you should say B'samim on Motzei Shabbos, which turns into a Yom Tov. Yeah.
But there's now in Yom Chag, you're waking up automatically, if you want or not.
What do you mean?
Meaning, you okay, in one hand, Motzei Shabbat is over, the Neshama Yitara is leaving, that's why you're smelling.
Right.
But don't forget, now you're getting into Yom Tov.
Ah, look at Tosfos. Im Tomar. Amaylo mevarchin ha-besamim kishachal Yom Tov liyos b'motzei Shabbos. Why don't we say it when Yom Tov is on Sunday? came to Yeshlo Macholim Chashuvim Vitovim Miyashu Daitu Mimela Blo Riach Pasamim. He's satisfied. So first of all, so the Tosa says, wait a minute, isn't Neshama Yaseira, how is the food making my Neshama Yaseira, my body satisfied? So you look back in Rashi and Daf Tezayin, when he talks about Neshama Yaseira, he defines what's Neshama Yaseira? It makes a person able to eat more. Not a ruchnis in Neshama Yaseira. It makes you eat more. Look, I don't have it here in my Gemara, but Rashi quotes, you saw it, you look back there, Rashi says, and Rabbeinu Chanan elaborates more here and in Tainus. He talks about it makes you eat better, makes you have a larger stomach, a larger appetite. It's all about Gashmias. So when you lose that Gashmias, so the Shita Mekubetes, he writes, you know what the Neshama Yaseira does for you? It makes you have koach to learn more. Ruchnis and Torah. That's what he says. He argues in Rashi. So Machlok is what Neshama Yaseira does. Is it a din in Gashmias or is it a din in Ruchnis? Tosa seems to assume it's a din in Gashmias because the food is going to make you satisfied also in a physical way. He's not talking about it at all. Now you could have said, no, Yontif has all the Ruchnis which satisfies me in a Ruchnis way. It could have also said that. Now, just for a second, you look at the Hagos. You saw that Aleph that's found in Tosos, the Aleph in the brackets? The Aleph in Tosos takes you to the Hagos Maram Ranshburg. The Maram Ranshburg on the side of the page, he quotes the Rashbam in Tosos, Rashbam in Psachim. The Rashbam in Psachim says, there is a Nisham Yaseira on Yantif. Yes. So that's why we don't say Shabbos Yantif. You don't say B'samim Matzah Shabbos when Yantif is Sunday. But why don't you say it when Yantif leaves? So the Kedushas Levi, among others, write that because Nisham Yaseira on Yantif doesn't leave you ever. He said the difference is when it comes to Shabbos, we don't create Shabbos. Hashem makes Shabbos. Hashem gives us the Nisham Yaseira and he takes away the Nisham Yaseira from us. Yantif, we create on Klai Yisrael, decides when Yantif is. We make the Kedushas Yantif. So when we make it and we keep it. We make Yantif. We therefore make ourselves generate our own Nisham Yaseira. When Yantif leaves, we get to keep that Nisham Yaseira. And that's why we don't say it when it leaves. Hashem says we have to make it. So we decide when's Rosh Chodesh. We look at the moon. So it could be one of 2 days. So we have the ability. That's what based on how the Gemara explains. Back to the Gemara now. Umegavit min hachatzer. A person is allowed to collect from his chatzer, according to the Tanakhama and the Mishnah, any wood chips that are there, we assume it's not considered muktzeh, it's muchan. Taner Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Megavit min hachatzer umalik shekom ashe b'chatzer muchanhu. Anything that's in the chatzer is considered prepared, and you could use it for firewood. Ubilvad, so long as shelo yaset tziborim tziborim, as long as you do not make piles of them. You can't make piles. Why can't you make piles? Says, no one says anything here. Rashi doesn't talk here about it. I think they explain because it looks like you're preparing long term. It's a making for the next. You're not. Why would you collect them together to make a pile? You're not using that pile for today. It must be you're planning long term, and that you can't do. That's the problem of being mechin of yontif for after yontif. Now the Rishonim proof from here. We mentioned this the other day. There's a melacha called ma'amir. Ma'amir is one of the melachos. It's one of the 11 melachos that appear in Sedur Depas. Sedur Depas is the 11 melachos to take from the kotzer from the choresh you plow, zoreh you plant. You begin the whole process to get to bread. One of the things are you collect your ma'amir. You collect together all the wheat. So ma'amir is something that's very, very unlikely that any of us ever encountered the melacha ma'amir, collecting together. So one of the things are, ma'amir, we mentioned the Tosas the other day, that ma'amir is only relevant when you collect it exactly where it grew from. So someone asked me, is my son allowed to collect leaves on Shabbos? In terms of muksa, it's a problem, unless you set them aside. But in terms of ma'amir, there's not a problem at all, because the leaves fall. They didn't grow where they were. That's completely fine to collect leaves together, make a pile of them, assuming it's not muksa. So they prove from here that the fact you're allowed to, the only reason why you cannot create these piles is because of being mechin for after yontif. It's not a problem of being ma'amir. As we could see, because Rabbi Shimon says in Gemara Mutter, one can even make the piles. But my kumifki, what's machlokis tanakam Rabbi Shimon? So mar savar mechse de kamechanif lamachar, ulyom achrina, as we said before, the first bit thinks that when you make these piles of wood chips, it looks like you're preparing for the day, tomorrow, and the next day. That's achana. The other person says, no, the fact that I've got my pot boiling with fire, I need to add fuel to it. Everyone knows I'm piling it up so I could use it to fuel my flame further. Then the Gemara says, Ein motzin es ha'or v'chulei. A person cannot create a new fire on Yantif. What's the reason? My time mishum de kamolid b'yantif. You're creating a new, it's a nolad on Yantif, that's a problem. So if you look at the Rambam says differently. The Rambam says the reason why you cannot do this on Yantif is because he says it's havar shelo letzorich. It's creating a fire, unnecessary fire. It's a whole issue of that. And therefore, it's a big machlok, because the Taz understands the Rambam as saying, how he deals with the Gemara is another story. The Rambam thinks it's an issa deraisa of starting a whole new fire. According to the Gemara, it's nola, which is only issa derabanan. According to the Rambam, it's an issa deraisa. This is
a lot for my students.
Oh, this is no mola. This is a creating a new fire, lighting a match. A new fire is an usher.
And what's him at all? You don't take the light from an existing.
No, not from existing. No. No, avanim's not fire.
You have stoned the oven.
No. Don't have stone. Rub them together, creating a new one.
To create.
Certainly take fire to another fire that's completely mutter. But to create a new fire, that's a problem. One says it's a deraisa, one says it's a derabanan. So it's a big machlok. I'll tell you one machlokus comes up. So let's say it's a machlokus, actually. It's a shaila came up in the hotel over Pesach. Somebody asked me. I wasn't there, but someone afterwards asked me the shaila. That a goy came along and lit the fire on Yantif. So the ladies could use that fire to light Yantif candles. So he created a new fire. Was that permitted? So we have a concept. Shvus de shvus de machlok mitzvah is permitted. Shvus, amir la'akum, tell a goy to do something is one shvus, that's a dirabanan only. And tell him to do another dirabanan, shvus to shvus, it's mutter b'makom mitzvah. So if you think that lighting a new fire is a problem of an issa deraisa, like the Rambam says, you can't do shvus of a deraisa for a mitzvah. But if you assume it's only a nola, like shvus the pashas, exactly, right. If you assume that it's only nola, like the Gemara says, it's only issa dirabanan, you could say shvus to shvus to b'makom mitzvah is permitted, and therefore, if he lit it, it's allowed. Even you could even tell him if you need the fire. You could tell him, please go ahead and light it. That's one. Point two is, since it's only derabanan, let's say a Jew himself lit a new fire. He didn't know the halacha. He started the fire, lit a match on Yantif. What's the status of that fire? So the Mishnah Berurah paskins, you can use that fire b'di'evet. Since it's only derabanan and you're not really getting hana based on a number of other svaros, he says you can use that fire b'di'evet if someone lit that fire. Okay, let's go a little bit further, I guess. We could still get to the next daf. Top of the next staff. The Gemara says, "Ein motz." We did that already. "Ein melabin es ha'ra'afim." So you cannot. I think what we said was you can't heat up. Said ra'afim are tiles. You can't heat up the tiles to cook on it. My covet. What did you do? What's the issue? So Amar Rabba Barchana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hacha ra'afim chadashin askinan. To have brand new tiles. Lipnei shitzarach lebadkan. You need to check them. Rashi says, "Im yuchlu lekabel avon." If they're able to take this heat. Because what might happen is a tile, you didn't know, the tile's not going to be able to withstand the heat. It's going to explode. Turns out you did a tircha shelo tzarach. This tile now is gone, done with. You can't use it anymore. And by you creating the fire, heating it up, that was tircha that was unnecessary. Others say, others say you have to lachshosim, said Rashi, you have to harden them. Behesek Harishon continued Rashi. Hey, mischatzkim and miskashim. When they put them in the fire, they get stronger and stronger. Hokach avagav de letzach yamtif namihu. You're doing it for the purpose of yamtif. Dehot ain't dehot zon b'alem. You want to end up cooking on the tiles. Miu kaven de behesek zed nasa kli aser. Since you're making it into a kli now, it's a stronger kli that you could use, a tile that you could use. It becomes an issue of tikkun mana, and that's why that would be aser to do on yamtif. Okay. Stop here, everybody. Have a good shot.